Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
JohnnyJet.com is the travel website. He's the original travel influencer. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm very interested to get your take on the news about United Airlines once again serving hard liquor on its flights. Is that really a good idea right now?
You know, I never thought it was a good idea. You know, most of these incidents that are taking place, and they're at record highs. Actually, I think there's been more incidents on planes this year than there ever has been combined. And I think 70% are about masks disputes, but you know, alcohol definitely plays a part of it. It's not the whole part. But even if they don't serve it on board, they're going to people are coming on the plane tanked, or they're bringing it on, which you're not allowed to do. So, you know, I just think the flight attendants need to monitor it. So it might not be a bad thing because they can at least control it, so they can cut them off. So instead of people saying, oh, I'm going to come prepared, I'm either going to come drunk or I'm going to bring alcohol on the plane, this way they can at least cut people off. And listen, I've had seatmates that were completely wasted, and the flight attendants just kept serving them. And I was like, yeah, You're asking for it.
Yeah, you know, I wish those people who drink too much would just fall asleep, but instead they start punching flight attendants. And hopefully the penalties for that nonsense will continue to get tougher, stiffer.
I think they will be because, you know, the transportation secretary said, you know, and I've been saying this for all along, and Delta Airways CEO is recommending it too, that, you know, these passengers get banned not from the one airline, but from all the airlines.
Absolutely.
And that way, that will wake them up.
We've been hearing about the airlines ramping up for the holiday crush, getting more pilots and flight attendants back. But I saw on your website that there could be a possible shortage of TSA officers to work at security checkpoints. That would throw a wrench in our plans.
Well, there's already a shortage. You know, I think they're down 5,000 as it is. So, you know, because the vaccine mandate is for November 22nd for the TSA, and that's 3 days before Thanksgiving, which is, it couldn't be at a worse time. I wish they made it like December 2nd or even January 4th, which they now push for the companies. But back last month, it was reported that 40% of the TSA agents were not vaccinated. So, you know, hopefully they can get these guys vaccinated and they can abide by it, or they're going to have to push it. But I don't think the government's going to be that dumb to allow a stoppage because of this.
And thinking about delays and cancellations, do you buy travel insurance? Should we all buy travel insurance? And is COVID-19 covered?
Full disclosure, I'm a brand ambassador for Allianz Travel Insurance, or have been for a while. But even before I do buy travel insurance, I buy a yearly plan. They do. So no matter what company you choose, always read the fine print, including Allianz. Some plans now offer COVID. They didn't in the beginning, but they are covering it because they realize that they lost a lot of business, and now there are plans that will cover it. So I do recommend it. You just got to read the fine print, and no one wants to do it. So there you go.
Got it.
Do it.
Ian, as far as COVID-19, I'm reading various studies about scientists finding a sharp increase in possible spread during the in-flight meal service, although it's pretty safe once you get on the plane. But obviously people take their masks off to eat and drink. And you travel with a portable air purifier, don't you?
Exactly. So actually, I read that story as well. And that actually was one reason why I wanted to bring this air purifier. So I just tested out this company called YWND, Wind, hellowind.com. And actually, I think I have a 15% promo code. I'll put it on my newsletter and on Twitter. But it's great. It's just the size of a water bottle, and it cleans the air around you, and it has HEPA filters. So I brought it when I was eating. When I flew, I just flew 3 days ago. LA to New York, and also, if the plane doesn't have the engines on or the air on when you get on, you know, it's a great idea to use it because the air filtration on the plane is really good. It's hospital quality. They change the air every 3 minutes. But this just gives you another added protection. I bring it to restaurants. I brought it to the car service when it started raining. I had to roll up the windows. I just pulled it right out of my bag and used it. So it just feels better, and hopefully it works. I think it does. So far, I'm feeling good.
It's small, huh?
It is small. Same size as a bottle of water. What I do recommend, if you don't have one, you know, they say don't eat the same time as your seatmate. Mm-hmm. So let them eat first or switch off and vice versa. That way the chances of you catching it are less likely. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading that, you know, Europe is in real bad shape right now, and the WHO's recommending, you know, they're saying, the WHO is saying that the vaccines are not the end all. The only thing that's going to take us out of this is by keeping social distancing and wearing masks.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And staying home when you're sick.
Yep. And get your booster.
You know, I got to get mine. I'm due for mine.
Let's also briefly hit on the worst airlines for flight delays. They come out with this list all the time, but I don't know that it's fair because the most popular airlines, the largest ones like United, always end up on the top or near the top of that list, correct?
Agreed. And a lot of it is not only just United, it's some it's their regional jets, which aren't even operated by them. So I don't think it's a fair asset. But, you know, I always just try to choose the first flight out in the morning because it's least likely to get delayed. And I also try to fly off peak when, you know, either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday. And I just flew this Saturday, by the way, out of New York, and I was not on the first flight. I was at a 4 o'clock flight, and it was delayed 3.5 hours on American.
Wow.
So I didn't take my own advice. I should have flown early in the morning.
Is there any chance that those steep prices for airline tickets now, between now and the end of the year, are going to come down, or at some point there might be a hole and you'll be able to get in on a bargain because airlines are putting personnel and flights back on the schedule? Is that possible?
Anything's possible. If, you know, if COVID really hits the fan, it's possible, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think right now, supposedly the prices are going up 3-5% a day. So the longer you wait, you kind of missed the boat on getting the cheap fares. Although, you know, in some markets, you can still find it. You know, I just got an alert just now that the Caribbean is cheap out of New York, and I'm sure Chicago is the same way for the holidays. Hmm. And that's unheard of in the past. But I think a lot of Americans want to stay in America because to get back in, you have to take a COVID test. You have to show proof of a negative COVID test, and they don't want to risk it because if you are positive, you not only have to pay for it, but you have to stay in that destination quarantine for, you know, up to 2 weeks.
Right. All the best travel news at johnnyjet.com, JOHNNY, johnnyjet.com. Sign up for his free newsletter. It's really good. Thanks as always, Johnny. Happy travels to you.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Bob.